Deb rolling in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joelle. I just don't feel the inspiration today. Sorry.
Ned, we gotta get these recorded.
I am an artist, not a vending machine. I lack my muse.
Start with the one about the free Wildwood map. Anyone can download it.
What's my motivation? I feel untethered.
Okay, then do the one for the character coloring sheets. Also a free download. Come on, Ned. I want to go home.
Where's my atomizer? My throat is dry. It's really parched. I can't...
The last one, Ned. Just read the last
this
one.
This one. This one? The, find it all at pawsandtails.org script. That's the one?
Yes, Ned. That's the one.
I need a pumpkin spice something or other. I need it right now, please. Who's in charge of this craft table? I'm the talent here, and I am in need of refreshment.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. There's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. It's finally here. They've been waiting and counting down the days for months, and it's here. Today is the first day of summer. Now, on top of all the adventures and excitement that just naturally comes with summer, today is particularly exciting. You see, Miss Harbor asked him, and old Captain Gus agreed, to teach sailing to as many of her students as are willing. That is the reason CJ and Ned are trudging along, headed to the beach of Tranquility Bay on this, the first day of summer.
Now, I want to learn to sail as much as the next fella, but at 8 o'clock in the morning? On the first day of summer?
Will the ocean still be here at 10 o'clock? I think so.
My point exactly. Oh, look at those clipper ships.
I love ships. I especially love huge clipper ships that have sailed around the world.
Oh, which one do you think is ours?
Well, knowing Captain Gus, it's the biggest and fastest one of them all.
Oh, do you think it's that one? The Continental?
I bet it is, the Continental. Wow, I feel all salty and sailorish just looking at it.
Her. Looking at her. They call ships her.
I bet she's been around the world. I bet she's been in hurricanes and even outrun pirates.
Yeah, pirates. Oh, I can't wait to set sail and steer her out to the foamy sea.
Hey there, fellas. Morning to you.
Morning, Captain
Gus. Morning, Captain Gus. Shiver me timbers.
What?
What?
It's sailor talk. You know, shiver me timbers?
In all my years of sailing, I've never heard anyone say that.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I love the Continental, Gus.
Oh, do you now?
Nice transition, Ned.
I try to help when I can. I bet she's been around the world, even outrun pirates.
Ah, that she has. Not another like her on this part of the globe.
I can't wait to stand at the helm and drive her into the wind.
Well, CJ, you don't drive a ship, you see. You steer a ship.
Drive a ship? Really, CJ?
Ned.
And we won't be boarding the Continental at all.
I thought you were going to teach us to sail.
Oh, I am. We're going to start in this.
That?
In that?
Yep, it's a dinghy.
A dinghy? Captain Gus, I would like to make a few observations. One, this dinghy is sitting on the sand. And secondly, there's a huge hole in the dinghy that is sitting on the sand. And thirdly, I can barely bring myself to say the word dinghy.
Excellent observations, Ned. We're just going to start here, you know, learning some basics. And you'll get used to the word in no time.
We're just going to start here and practice. Then we'll do some real sailing.
Thanks for clearing that up, CJ.
Well, once we get some of the basics out of the way, we'll board that dinghy over there.
Oh, good. Another dinghy.
That's as good a dinghy as I have ever seen.
Oh, you didn't think I was going to teach you to sail on a cutter, did you?
Truce?
Truce. No! How silly would you have to be to think that?
Hey, Lofi! I'll bet he's going to teach us on the Continental.
I bet he will. I love big ships. Means just being here makes me feel all sailorish.
Welcome, fellas.
Hey, Captain Gus.
Top of the morning, Captain Gus.
Top of the morning? Is that supposed to be sailor talk?
Yes, Hugh, it is. Everybody knows that. Oh, good. All three of you are here. This is certainly a surprise.
Morning, CJ. Hey, if you're gonna sail, shouldn't you be wearing a patch over your bad eye?
That's a good one. That's enough, barnacle brain.
Barnacle brain?
Yeah, that kind of backfired, didn't it?
Thanks anyway, Ned.
It's 8 o'clock on the first day of summer. I haven't warmed up yet.
All right, fellas. Okay, that's enough. Everyone gather around the dinghy now and we'll get started.
But it's on the sand, and there's a hole in it.
We'll start out here on the basics, and then we'll move on to that dinghy over there.
You didn't think we'd sail the Continental, did you?
Well, sorta.
I am bitterly disappointed.
I'm sorry. I think I need some alone time.
Back in town, Papa Chuck is working away again in the Collins Mansion. As is typical, he's trying to do a job by himself that should be done by two or more. Today, he is going to get some help, but this day will not end up anything like he imagined. Sometimes God has bigger plans than we do. That's one good reason to be ready at all times to do God's work.
Okay, just stay right there until I get this nail in. Oh, that's just great.
Hello there, Papa Chuck?
Yeah? What can I do for you?
My name's Dylan, and some folks at the general store said you might be in the market for some help today.
As a matter of fact, I just might. You in construction?
Yeah, I'm in construction. And I'm in cooking and gardening and about anything else folks will pay a fair wage for.
Well, today I only need your construction skills.
They are at your command.
Let's start by getting this length of molding up. Just grab that end and hold it up until...
Got it. Go ahead.
You okay?
I'm fine.
1 second longer. Got it.
Huh. The nail's flush and you didn't even touch the wood. I'm guessing this is not your first time swinging a hammer.
It's not. I've driven a nail or two in my time. Where are you from?
Oh, everywhere and nowhere. I'm what you might call a seeker of freedom. I just go from town to town. You ready for this one?
Yep, okay, here we go.
I sort of make up my own rules and go wherever the wind may blow.
Sounds like... you've had some adventures.
That is actually the goal of my life. I've been in swamps and on mountaintops. I've sailed the seas and nearly died from thirst in the desert. Freedom is what life is all about. I mean, no offense, friend, but yours is a life of have-tos. I've lived a grand life of doing only what I want.
No offense taken. Ready and lift. You have a flaw, though, in your point of view.
Really? What is that?
You assume that I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm freely pursuing the ability to be an excellent craftsman. And I've chosen the freedom to practice my craft for years, and... now I have the freedom to drive a finish nail flush without touching the surface of the wood. That's a freedom that you don't have.
You, my friend, are a worthy adversary.
And you, my friend, get ready and lift.
All right, fellas. Now that we've got that covered, it's time to hoist the sail. Now, in this bag is our sail. Hugh, I want you to start pulling it out, and as it comes out, you all step in and help. Good. If we're not careful, it'll be a tangled mess.
Hey, look what I found.
Hey, put that stick down and help me with this.
It's not a stick. It's my hook. Arr, shiver me timbers.
Monty, no sailor ever says that. Please.
Help me. This is heavy.
Handle it carefully. Now, if your canvas gets damaged, you may never be able to sail back home.
Monty, quit messing around and give me a hand.
Arr, I can't give you a hand, but I can give you a hook. Look out!
Whoa, 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 stop!
Oh, Monty,
this is bad.
I'm Ned the Beaver.
Beaver! Star of Paws and Tails! Now, I want to surprise Papa Chuck with some photos of you! So, parents, take a photo of your kids listening to Paws and Tails. They can be funny photos, kooky pictures, you know, snuggled into the pillows, wherever your child listens. And I will have them posted on the wall of the clubhouse for all to see. Don't you want to be a part of the clubhouse wall? Of course you do! So just go to pawsandtails.org and send in those pictures!
The day had taken on a little less of an air of adventure than the boys had planned on. And now they were all sitting on the edge of a dinghy that is sitting in the sand with a big hole in its hull while they sewed up the torn canvas.
Ow! Oh, my finger's bleeding.
When are we going to actually sail? This is boring.
I thought we were going to be skimming across the water by now. But here we are, sewing.
I like sewing. Sewing something that's ripped is not unlike building a bridge or repairing a broken relationship. By sewing, I feel like we're helping to make the world just a little bit better than it was before.
What is wrong with you?
What? CJ, help me here.
He
means that you are a nutball and should not be permitted to speak out loud anymore.
Well, I didn't really mean that.
I second Multi's statement.
Oh, stop your bickering.
Whatever happened to the carefree days of summer? Oh, we're supposed to be enjoying ourselves, doing whatever we want.
Yeah, summer is about freedom and playing.
So what you're wanting is freedom, is it?
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah.
There is the freedom to choose the pleasure of the day, and then there's the freedom to be disciplined and to work hard to learn a thing that'll give you a different kind of freedom, a better kind. To play all the time, to just go after the pleasures of the day, might feel good at the time.
I remember it fondly.
But fellas, every day, every minute of every day, you are building who you're going to be. If you're lazy and selfish all the time, well, you'll wake up one day to find that you've turned into something you never wanted to be.
All right, Dylan, cut this just proud of the line. Proud is...
Cut it a little bit long, I know. Some folks have called me selfish and lazy, but I don't have time for those sour folks who don't have the courage to go after life on their own terms.
Dylan, are you okay?
Yeah. It just happens sometimes.
Sit down and catch your breath. This is not just a cold. You need to get that looked at.
Done that.
What do they say?
Consumption.
Really?
It's true. I've not much time left.
Well, what are you doing here? You need to be with your family.
And loved ones?
Yeah.
You see, the downside of the kind of life I've lived is that I don't have any loved ones, family or otherwise. Some time ago, I realized that to be free, to do the things I want to do and go to the places I want to go, I couldn't have all the normal good things in life. Alas, I'm alone in this world.
No, no, you're not. I'm here. You're not alone.
I'm in your way, keeping you from finishing your job. You should just be sending me on my way.
But you see, I have so much freedom, I don't have to do that.
And just what does that mean?
Dylan, I'm a Christian. Because of that, I have the freedom to not be selfish. I'll finish this job another time. I'm getting you to Doc Lowell's.
I would absolutely send you on your way.
I guess you don't have as much freedom as I do. Lean on me.
I never wanted to become this pathetic, self-centered wretch that no one cares about. It just happened.
Well, Gus finally repaired the torn canvas, and the boys finally made it into the dinghy that was actually in the water. And then things got interesting.
Now sit still. There's no keel on this boat. If you keep wiggling and moving around this much, some of you are going to go right overboard, over the side for sure. Now, face the bow.
Bow? Why, certainly. Thank you all for the applause.
Then sit down.
You told me to bow. I'm bowing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Knucklehead overboard.
Save me! Save me! Or, I suppose since the water's only 3 feet deep, I could just stand up.
Oh no! I'm getting blown by the hurricane! Help!
Pull the hands on deck. Get rescue operations. I'll see you. Here I come.
Sorry, Captain Gus.
Oh, this couldn't be harder with a bunch of monkeys. Get back in the boat.
Sorry, Captain Gus, but this is the...
I know. The first day of summer, I guess.
Yeah. This is hard and a lot of work. We just wanted to swim a little. You know, cool off.
Why can't we shove off and go sailing? Why can't we just go wherever the wind blows?
Go wherever the wind blows?
Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do that.
Sounds good to me.
I'm just going to stay quiet on this one.
Sailing a ship is just about 100% not going where the wind blows. Sailing, especially a ship like the Continental, is about deciding where you want to end up. Say, Tahiti.
Ooh, that sounds lovely. Let's go there.
A sailor plots a course. He studies the wind, and he uses it to get him to Tahiti, even if the wind is blowing in the opposite direction.
You're kidding. How can you sail against the wind?
It's called tacking. Now, if you let your ship just go wherever the wind blows, you're going to end up either crashed into a reef or starved to death on the open sea. A sailor wants to get to the end of his journey more than he wants to sleep or play or go swimming. When he gets there, he'll be able to do all of those things on top of having the thrill of sailing the open sea. Now, are you ready to continue our lesson?
Yes, Captain Gus.
Aye, aye, Captain. What? Sailors say that?
And the rest of you fellas?
I would love to go to Tahiti.
Me too. But I think it would be easier to just, you know, buy a ticket.
That's a good one.
You, sir, are guilty of mutiny, high treason, and poor comic timing.
Really? I thought my timing was pretty good.
You scoundrel! Oh. Now you must walk the plank.
Ned, sit down. You're rocking the boat.
Yeah, Ned. Walk the plank.
What's with the plank anyway? I know how to swim, so why is the plank so bad?
Because you get eaten by sharks!
And you too, you! And me too!
No more sailing lessons for me. I'm just gonna swim Tahiti.
South, my good friend. Tahiti is south. Goodbye, Captain Gus. Thanks for trying.
Bye. See you later.
Wait a minute. What?
We all ate less than 20 minutes ago. We'll get cramps.
What is wrong with you?
We'll probably be eating my sharks anyway.
Yeah, so quit worrying.
Hey, what happens if a shark goes swimming right after he eats?
You can't be serious. I'm serious.
Mukti, you are not normal.
Define normal.
I'm fine. I just lost my breath is all. You'll be wanting to get this piece off.
All right. You're going to stay with me and my wife, Cindy. We have a nice spare room.
I might just take you up on that. I could use a couple of nights in a soft, dry bed.
I mean from now on.
From now on? I can't be doing that.
Of course you can. Folks stay in one place all the time. You'd be surprised.
There have been times when I really wanted to settle down and make a life for myself. A couple of times I even thought about getting married.
Really? Why didn't you?
I'd lived for no one but myself for so long, it became a bit of a habit. I wanted a normal life, but it seemed like a lot of drudgery and hard work, and I was afraid of all that I'd miss out on.
Pleasures of the day.
Doesn't seem all that smart now, does it?
This freedom of yours to do only what you want didn't really work, did it?
You know, my freedom... My freedom actually got me trapped. I wanted a normal life, but I couldn't escape my freedom.
Dylan!
Do you know what's the biggest problem?
I guess I don't.
What to wear? I get so excited about going to school that I don't plan stuff out very well. I wore my shirt on backwards last week, don't you know?
Here is one of our newly made Paws and Tails t-shirts. It has the Paws and Tails logo on the front, so you'll never be confused and wear it backwards.
It would be so great if people could just go on to pawsandtails.org and order one.
Goose, I think you're a genius.
Okay, CJ, starboard?
Right side, sir.
Ned, stern.
Back side, sir.
All right, either of you. What does come about mean?
It means the boom is about to swing across the deck, sir.
What do you two do when I'm coming about?
Duck our heads before we get knocked in the water, sir.
Come about.
Ah! Ah!
Look out!
Now let it out, son.
Yes, sir.
Captain Gus?
Yes, Ned?
When can we untie our dinghy from the dock, sir? My hands hurt from the ropes. The lines. My hands still hurt from getting hit by the boom, and I'm hot and thirsty.
When can we set sail, sir?
Soon, boys. Very soon.
Oh, man.
Dylan, are you okay?
I'm fine. Fine enough. I refused to die from falling off a stepladder. I fell 3 times that far when I got pushed off an icy cliff in the Yukon.
I bet you climbed out all by yourself.
It took me 2 days, but I got out and walked 10 miles to the nearest town at night. Nearly froze myself stiff.
You are about to die, Dylan. You don't want to do that alone. Let's head over to my house and get you settled in. I'll call Doc Lowell. We have some serious talking to do about heaven and hell and Jesus and where you're headed after you die.
Look, I know you mean well, but that sounds like... It sounds sad and boring and like a lot of work. I want my last days and hours to be out in the sunshine and rain, enjoying what little time I've left. All we really have in life, after all, are the pleasures of the day.
You are more wrong than you can imagine. There is an eternity ahead of you, far better than anything you've ever imagined. If you would just...
The funny thing is, I know it. I know all of that stuff. But that's just the way I am. I've always been my own man. I'll figure something out when I get to the pearly gates. But for now...
Dylan, without Christ, you won't get anywhere near those pearly gates. You've got to take care of things now.
Well, I can see that I've outstayed my welcome. Thanks for all you've done and for all you've tried to do for me. You're possibly the finest person I've ever met. But I can feel the wind blowing, and I got to be off. Thanks again for everything.
No more trills, Gus. I'm pooped.
I am too.
You fellas know that before you can really sail, there are things to learn, things to practice and get good at.
Yes, but it's harder than I thought. Maybe I'm not cut out for the sea.
Boys, can you stay clear of the boom?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you secure a line?
Yes, sir.
Hoist the sail.
Yes, sir.
That's not a question. That's an order. Hoist the sail.
We're going out?
Are we going to sail?
No, not unless you hoist the sail. Let's get the light out, men.
We're going to hoist the sail.
Hoisting, sir.
Tie it off, Ned.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Whoa, did you feel that?
Look at us. We're moving.
Coming about, boys.
Whoa, look at us go.
CJ, you want to steer?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Take the helm.
Ha, Ned.
I know. You got the helm.
Let it out just a little, Ned.
Aye, sir. Whoa, did you feel that? We are flying.
Whoa, this is the best.
I feel so.
Free?
Yeah. Free.
I've never felt like this before.
Oh, you worked for it, boys. You gave up one kind of freedom for another, better kind. There's a life lesson to be had here, boys. Earn it well. Come about.
Coming about.
Took the easy way, but it never seemed to get me past the shore. Then I started looking forward, made a plan and worked toward it. Now I'm flying across the breakers and I hear the ocean's roar. Sailing free, I know where I'm going, 'cause God's with me. You'll know when you start giving that a life of love's worth living. 'Cause there's nothing like the feeling when you give yourself away. Sailing free, I know where I'm going. 'Cause God's with me, I'm not drifting wherever the wind is blowing. I've charted the course, it's full speed ahead. Now I know what it means to be sailing free, yeah, yeah. 'Cause joy waits for me wherever he leads. And that's what it means to be sailing.
To order a copy of today's program, A Cage Called Freedom, just log on to pawsandtails.org. A Cage Called Freedom was written and directed by David Carl. The song Sailin' Free was written by Sandy Howell and Bob Sobel. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production and a proud member of the HisKids.net Alliance.